Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the Q3 earnings season, and one company that's really caught our eye is Distribution Solutions, or DSGR.
Absolutely. It's always exciting when a company not only meets but significantly beats expectations, especially in a sector as foundational as maintenance and repair distribution. DSGR's performance offers a fantastic case study.
Exactly. Their success provides valuable insights into the current health and future direction of the broader MRO market. To truly understand what propelled them, we need to unpack their financial results, operational drivers, and the strategic decisions that set them apart.
It's crucial for investors and industry observers alike. So, let's start by decoding DSGR's Q3 financial triumph. What are we looking at beyond just the headline numbers?
Well, the financials likely tell a story of robust operational execution. We're talking about significant revenue growth, suggesting they're either selling more volume, commanding higher prices, or a combination of both. That's the top line.
And then there's the bottom line, which is arguably even more important. Net income and earnings per share, or EPS, are critical indicators of profitability. A strong quarter for DSGR would mean these figures not only grew year over year but also surpassed analyst forecasts.
Precisely. And don't forget profit margins. Expanding margins are a telltale sign that DSGR is effectively managing its costs relative to its revenue. That's a crucial skill in any economic climate.
Imagine a chart showing DSGR's Q3 revenue and EPS growth soaring past previous quarters and beating those crucial analyst expectations. That's the visual we're aiming for in understanding their success. It paints a clear picture of strength.
But financial numbers alone don't always reveal the why. To truly grasp DSGR's Q3 triumph, we need to explore the underlying business drivers. What specific product categories or services are seeing heightened demand that DSGR is perfectly positioned to meet?
That's a great question. Perhaps it's a surge in demand for essential industrial components, or a specific niche within the repair and maintenance market where DSGR dominates. How they manage their operations is also key.
Absolutely. Successful inventory management, ensuring they have the right parts available without tying up excessive capital, and supply chain efficiencies that minimize costs and delivery times are often the silent heroes of strong quarterly results.
Did DSGR implement strategic pricing initiatives that allowed them to capture more value? Or did they successfully acquire new customers who are now contributing significantly to their revenue stream? These are the operational levers.
And we can't forget external factors. Were there specific market trends or tailwinds that naturally benefited DSGR's business model during the third quarter? Increased industrial activity or a boost in infrastructure projects could certainly play a role.
That brings us to the leadership. Management commentary from DSGR's earnings call or press releases offers invaluable context. What did the leadership team attribute their strong Q3 results to?
Were they surprised by the results? Or was this the culmination of a well-executed plan? Crucially, what is their outlook for the upcoming quarters? Their guidance provides a forward-looking perspective.
And any strategic priorities they shared, perhaps new market entries, product developments, or operational enhancements, give us a glimpse into their future strategy. This commentary bridges the gap between raw data and the strategic narrative.
Following the earnings release, the market and financial analysts weigh in. Their reactions and price targets offer an external validation, or sometimes a critique, of the company's performance and prospects.
A quick scan of analyst ratings can reveal whether the market consensus aligns with DSGR's positive trajectory, potentially signaling continued investor confidence or highlighting areas of concern.
Now that we've dissected DSGR's impressive Q3, let's broaden our view to understand how the rest of the maintenance and repair distributors sector performed. It's essential to see DSGR's success within the context of its industry peers and the prevailing economic conditions.
The MRO distribution industry is, in many ways, the unsung hero of commerce and industry. It encompasses everything a business needs to keep its operations running smoothly, from nuts and bolts to specialized machinery parts.
Think of it as the circulatory system for factories, offices, and infrastructure, providing essential components that prevent breakdowns and ensure continuity. The business models typically revolve around sourcing a vast array of products and distributing them efficiently.
Revenue streams are generally driven by sales volume, with margins influenced by product mix, supplier relationships, and operational efficiency. In the third quarter, MRO distributors were navigating a complex economic landscape.
Inflationary pressures were a significant factor, impacting the cost of goods, transportation, and labor. This presented a dual challenge: absorb rising costs or pass them on to customers without losing business.
Supply chain disruptions, though perhaps showing signs of easing, continued to be a reality. Companies had to be adept at managing lead times, securing alternative suppliers, and ensuring timely delivery of critical parts.
On the demand side, industrial production levels, infrastructure spending, and overall manufacturing activity are key indicators. If factories are humming, they need parts. If governments are investing, projects require materials.
Labor market dynamics also played a crucial role, affecting not only the distributor's own workforce but also the operational capacity and demand from their customer base.
When we look across the MRO sector, common themes emerge from the Q3 results. Were there other companies that, like DSGR, demonstrated resilience or even outright growth despite the challenging environment?
It's likely that companies with strong customer relationships, diversified product lines, or efficient operations managed to weather the storm better than others. Conversely, were there common challenges that most players grappled with?
Perhaps widespread inventory issues, significant increases in freight costs, or a slowdown in specific end markets affected a broad swath of the industry. It's this comparison that helps us understand if DSGR's outperformance was sector-wide or company-specific.
While many companies navigated a complex environment, DSGR certainly stood out. Let's dive into what makes a distributor like DSGR an outperformer in this space, moving beyond just the numbers to the strategic differentiators.
To truly understand what sets distribution solutions apart, we need to benchmark its Q3 performance directly against a select group of its peers in the MRO distribution space. This isn't just about seeing who grew the most, it's about dissecting how they grew and how efficiently.
We'd be looking at key metrics like revenue growth rate, how much did their top line expand compared to the competition. We'd examine margin expansion, did they improve their profitability on each sale?
The EPS beat percentage is also crucial, did they significantly exceed analyst expectations, and by how much? And finally, the stock price reaction post-earnings tells a story about investor sentiment and perceived future prospects.
Imagine a comparison table or a bar chart that visually lays out DSGR against its competitors on these vital Q3 metrics. That's where the real insights into outperformance begin to surface.
But what are the specific competitive advantages that allowed DSGR to achieve these superior results? It's rarely just one thing. Perhaps DSGR has a niche market focus or specialization that gives them a deeper understanding and stronger foothold.
Their customer service or technical expertise might be a cut above, fostering loyalty and repeat business. Strong supplier relationships, perhaps leading to better pricing or preferential access to inventory, can be a significant advantage.
In a sector that can sometimes be perceived as traditional, agility in adapting to market changes compared to larger, slower-moving competitors can make a world of difference. And in today's digital age, a robust e-commerce strategy can streamline operations.
This leads to a fundamental question: what's the balance between strategy and market conditions? Was DSGR simply in the right place at the right time, benefiting from tailwinds that affected the entire sector?
Or was their success primarily the result of astute strategic execution, making smart decisions about product mix, operations, customer engagement, and market positioning? Often, it's a blend of both.
Understanding the relative contribution of each is key to assessing the sustainability of their performance. A company that capitalizes on favorable market conditions through brilliant strategy is far more likely to replicate its success.
Understanding why DSGR outperformed is crucial. Now, let's look at the broader implications for investors and the industry. For investors considering the MRO distribution sector, there's a compelling investment thesis to explore.
These companies often possess defensive qualities because maintenance and repair are typically non-discretionary. Businesses need to keep running, regardless of economic downturns. This can translate into steady, predictable revenue streams
and consistent cash flow generation, which are highly valued by investors. Furthermore, in an era where supply chain resilience is paramount, MRO distributors play a critical role in ensuring essential components reach businesses.
What lessons can investors glean from DSGR's Q3 success and the broader sector performance? Firstly, it underscores the importance of looking beyond headline numbers. A strong revenue number is good, but understanding the underlying operational drivers is key.
Secondly, it highlights the enduring value of companies with robust supply chain management capabilities. In an unpredictable world, those who can reliably source and deliver are invaluable.
And finally, it offers a framework for identifying potential outperformers in a challenging economic climate. Look for companies with strong operational execution, clear competitive advantages, and a management team that communicates a coherent strategy.
Looking ahead, the key question for DSGR is this: can they sustain their Q3 momentum? What are the potential headwinds that could challenge their trajectory? Are there upcoming product cycles, competitive threats, or macroeconomic shifts?
Understanding their key growth initiatives moving forward, whether it's geographic expansion, new product lines, or technological investments, will be critical to assessing their long-term potential.
For the broader MRO sector, predictions for Q4 and the coming year will likely be influenced by the same macroeconomic factors that shaped Q3, albeit with potential shifts. We'll be watching for emerging trends that could reshape the industry.
Sustainability in MRO, for instance, is gaining traction as companies seek more environmentally friendly products and processes. Automation and digitization are poised to further optimize operations and enhance customer service.
And the ongoing trend of nearshoring or reshoring manufacturing could create new pockets of demand for MRO services. Imagine an infographic that maps out these future MRO market trends. It would likely highlight technology, sustainability, and regional shifts as key drivers.
Let's unpack some of those potential strategic differentiators that could be propelling DSGR. In the MRO space, customer relationships are gold. Companies that invest in building deep, trust-based partnerships often see significant benefits.
For DSGR, it might mean having a highly responsive sales team that understands the specific needs of their industrial clients. It could involve offering specialized technical support, where their staff can advise on the best parts for specific applications.
This level of engagement goes far beyond simply fulfilling an order. It positions DSGR as a valuable partner in their customers' operational success. Think about the speed and expertise they offer.
Consider a scenario: a manufacturing plant experiences an unexpected breakdown of a critical piece of machinery. The clock is ticking, and every hour of downtime costs them thousands. A distributor like DSGR, with strong customer relationships, can quickly identify the correct part and expedite its delivery.
This speed and expertise are invaluable and foster immense loyalty. Contrast this with a less engaged distributor who might take longer to identify the part, leading to extended downtime and a frustrated customer. That's a clear differentiator.
Another key differentiator could be DSGR's product portfolio and sourcing strategy. The MRO market is vast. If DSGR has strategically focused on high-demand, high-margin product categories within the MRO sector, they could be capturing more value.
Their supplier relationships are also paramount here. Strong relationships can translate into better pricing due to volume purchasing, preferential access to limited inventory during supply chain crunch times, or even exclusive distribution rights for innovative new products.
Imagine DSGR having an exclusive agreement to distribute a new type of high-efficiency bearing that significantly reduces energy consumption for industrial machinery. This not only drives sales but also positions them as an innovator.
The digital transformation is another area where MRO distributors can either thrive or fall behind. For DSGR, a robust e-commerce platform could be a significant advantage, offering features like real-time inventory checks and easy reordering.
This isn't just about having a website, it's about creating a seamless online experience for customers. A well-executed digital strategy can significantly reduce the administrative burden and provide valuable data insights.
Let's consider the operational backbone. Inventory management and supply chain efficiency are the silent engines of any distributor's success. DSGR's outperformance could be a testament to their ability to optimize these areas.
Efficient inventory management means having the right parts available when customers need them, without holding excessive stock that ties up capital. This involves sophisticated forecasting and strategic warehouse placement.
Supply chain efficiency focuses on minimizing the costs and time associated with moving goods from suppliers to customers. This could involve negotiating favorable freight rates and optimizing delivery routes.
For instance, if DSGR has implemented a just-in-time inventory system for certain high-turnover parts, they can reduce warehousing costs and minimize the risk of obsolescence. These small operational gains can compound significantly.
Now, let's circle back to the broader economic context and how it specifically interacts with the MRO sector. We touched on inflation, but let's dig a little deeper. For an MRO distributor, inflation presents a complex balancing act.
On one hand, the cost of acquiring goods, transportation, and labor is increasing. If DSGR simply absorbs these rising costs, their profit margins will shrink.
However, if they pass these costs directly on to their customers through price increases, they risk losing business, especially if competitors are slower to adjust their pricing. The sweet spot, which DSGR seems to have found, is strategic pricing.
This involves understanding the price elasticity of their different product categories and customer segments. For essential, mission-critical parts, customers are often willing to pay a premium to ensure availability and speed.
This is where DSGR's potential niche focus or specialized product lines become particularly relevant. If they are supplying unique or proprietary parts that are not easily substituted, they have more pricing power.
Furthermore, if their value proposition is built on reliability and speed, customers are often willing to pay for that assurance, even in an inflationary environment. It's a testament to their ability to articulate and deliver on that value.
In conclusion, the Q3 earnings season, with Distribution Solutions, DSGR, leading the charge, has provided a valuable lens through which to view the resilience and strategic importance of the maintenance and repair distribution sector.
While economic headwinds persist, companies that demonstrate strong operational execution, clear competitive advantages, and adaptive strategies are well positioned to not only navigate challenges but to thrive. The MRO sector, often overlooked, remains a critical component of the global economy.
And that's precisely where the narrative gets even more interesting. It's not just about if DSGR is performing well, but how they're achieving it, and what that tells us about the broader industry's future. We've seen that their Q3 success wasn't a fluke, it's rooted in tangible operational strengths and strategic foresight.
The market's reaction to DSGR's earnings is also a crucial indicator. A significant positive stock price movement following an earnings report often signals that investors believe the company's strategic advantages are sustainable and that its future prospects are bright.
Analysts' upgrades or increased price targets following the Q3 results would further validate this sentiment. It suggests that the market is recognizing DSGR's superior execution and its ability to navigate the current economic landscape more effectively than its peers.
This can create a virtuous cycle, attracting more investor interest and potentially lowering the company's cost of capital, enabling further investment in growth. Now, let's pivot to the broader implications for the MRO sector as a whole.
DSGR's outperformance serves as a beacon, highlighting what's possible. It suggests that while the sector faces headwinds, it's not a monolithic entity. There are clear winners and losers emerging.
Companies that are investing in technology, focusing on customer value, and optimizing their supply chains are likely to continue outperforming. Conversely, those that are slow to adapt may find themselves falling behind.
The MRO sector is undergoing a quiet revolution. Digitization is no longer a nice-to-have, it's becoming a necessity. We're seeing increased adoption of AI for demand forecasting, robotic process automation in warehouses, and sophisticated data analytics.
Companies like DSGR that are embracing these technologies are likely to gain significant efficiencies and competitive advantages. Sustainability is another growing trend, with customers increasingly demanding environmentally friendly products and ethical sourcing.
MRO distributors that can offer greener alternatives or demonstrate strong ESG practices may find themselves appealing to a broader and more conscious customer base. This could involve offering products made from recycled materials or optimizing logistics to reduce carbon emissions.
Furthermore, the global supply chain landscape continues to evolve. While the peak of pandemic-related disruptions may have passed, the focus on resilience remains. This could lead to further shifts in sourcing strategies, with companies potentially exploring more regionalized supply chains.
MRO distributors that can adapt to these shifting supply chain dynamics and offer reliable sourcing options will be well-positioned. Let's bring this back to our listeners for a moment. When you think about the MRO sector, what aspect do you find most compelling or perhaps most challenging?
Is it the sheer complexity of managing such a vast array of products? Is it the critical role these distributors play in keeping the economy humming? Or perhaps it's the potential for technological disruption to reshape the industry?
Reflecting on these questions can deepen our appreciation for companies like DSGR and the vital work they do. In conclusion, Distribution Solutions' strong Q3 performance serves as a powerful case study in strategic execution within the MRO distribution sector.
While macroeconomic factors like inflation and supply chain volatility present ongoing challenges, DSGR has demonstrated an impressive ability to not only navigate these complexities but to capitalize on them. Their success is likely a confluence of factors: robust operational efficiency, strong customer relationships, strategic product focus, and potentially, a forward-thinking embrace of digital transformation.
For investors, the MRO sector, with its inherent defensiveness and critical role in the economy, remains an area of interest. However, the DSGR story underscores the importance of discerning analysis. It's about identifying companies with clear competitive advantages and a demonstrated ability to execute their strategies effectively.
As we look to the future, the MRO landscape will continue to evolve, driven by technology, sustainability, and global economic shifts. Companies that remain agile, customer-centric, and operationally excellent, much like Distribution Solutions appears to be, will be the ones to watch.
They are not just distributors of parts, they are enablers of industrial continuity and innovation, and their performance is a vital indicator of the broader economic engine. That wraps up our deep dive into DSGR's Q3 performance and the MRO sector.